The Jewish population of Greater Boston is one of the largest in the country, and it's one of the many groups asking what the election of Donald Trump could mean. WBUR's Simone Rios reports many are looking to history for answers.
There are more than 300 members of Congregation Dorchai Sedek in West Newton. But Rabbi Toba Spitzer knows of just one who voted for Donald Trump. The rabbi opened up the sanctuary the night after the election. It's usually pretty slow, but 70 people showed up.
I joked to people there. I said, now I know what it takes to get you to come to synagogue.
Spitzer knew people were upset at the outcome of the election.
I think there was sort of an immediate, what can we do? And I was like, let's just calm down. It's been a day, you know, just, you know, where can we respond? And, you know, some people were like, I just want to listen to people of color right now. I don't want to hear more white men telling me their opinions. And other people were like, wow, there's a whole parts of the country that are in a narrative that I don't understand. I need to listen to those people.
Greater Boston is home to the fourth largest Jewish community in the country. That's according to a recent study commissioned by Combined Jewish Philanthropies. It shows 9 in 10 Jewish adults here hold a college degree, and most are relatively affluent. Exit polling suggests that nationwide more than 70% of Jews went for Hillary Clinton. Experts say the number is likely higher in Boston, which has less than half the percentage of Orthodox Jews than the rest of the country. According to Pew Research Center, religious conservatism among Jews mirrors political conservatism, just as less religious Jews trend to the left. Boston's Jews are less Orthodox, but they are far from monolithic. They range from atheists and radical leftists to Orthodox Trump supporters like Joshua Katzen.
Pro-Israel, pro-national security. I see being pro-Israel and pro-American national security as being two sides of the same coin.
Katzen is a local real estate developer who co-chairs the state branch of Jews Choose Trump. He says President Obama's nuclear deal with Iran was a key issue this election.
The key criterion for me was who was going to try to undo the Iran deal. Because I see the Iran deal as being the biggest threat, not only to Israel, but to world peace and to the safety of the United States.
Trump excited some American Jews when he said he'd move the U.S. Embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. But the campaign faced numerous charges that it exploited classic anti-Semitic tropes, such as a campaign video that portrayed three prominent Jews as financial power brokers who serve global special interests. Trump defenders point to the Judaism of Trump's son-in-law and advisor Jared Kushner to deflect charges of anti-Semitism. For Rabbi Toba Spitzer of Dorchai Tzedek, that argument has a historical reference, the court Jew of medieval Europe.
But it's an eerie echo seeing Kushner in this role and seemingly comfortable. I don't know if he's comfortable, but okay with someone like Bannon who, you know, being up there as well, and whether or not Bannon is personally anti-Semitic, clearly, you know, what he's done at Breitbart, there's a tolerance for anti-Semitic hate speech.
Trump's chief strategist, Steve Bannon, has been accused of providing a platform for anti-Semitic voices while he headed Breitbart News. And now he's Trump's chief strategist. Rabbi Spitzer says many Jews feel they have to stand up for other minorities.
I think a lot of progressive Jews understand is that we need to be an alliance, that, you know, if Jews are to be safe, that will only happen if African Americans are safe and women are safe and immigrants are safe and Muslims are safe. So I think there's the hope that I see coming out of this is a really deep sense of solidarity.
The Anti-Defamation League of New England says there's been a threefold increase in reports of bias incidents in this region since the election. And this year, the group recorded more than 100 anti-Semitic acts in Massachusetts alone. That's definitely caught the attention of Matt Sinkowitz. He's a Boston College professor who lives in Brookline.
I would be much more worried for my son were we immigrants from Mexico, were we Muslims. That said, I've gone from having sort of zero concern for my son facing sort of widespread anti-Semitism in the future to having a little bit of that concern.
Sinkowitz says he doesn't want to equate undertones of anti-Semitism with the obvious prejudice he sees toward other minority groups by the Trump campaign. But Sinkowitz says anti-Semitism and its capacity to spiral out of control is always in the back of his mind. He cites the German Jewish philosopher Hermann Cohen.
In the early 20th century, he wrote about how Germany was the perfect place to express the Jewish soul. He seems to have known what he was talking about. And then, obviously, 20 years later, you're dealing with absolute horror.
The stormtroopers came up the stairs, and the first thing they did was to smash the windows at the entryway of the apartment.
Edgar Klugman was a 13-year-old boy in Nuremberg on Kristallnacht, the Nazi pogrom known as the Night of Broken Glass. After the Nazis beat his father and plundered their apartment, Klugman's family was instructed to report to the local police station, where he said they would have been sent to a concentration camp. Instead, they fled Germany. Nearly 80 years later, as Trump takes office, Klugman sees parallels with the country he escaped.
He's the father figure who said, "You're going to get a wall, a long wall, that protects you from those people trying to come to our country." And that's a very nice, simple way of addressing people. Hitler did that.
Joshua Katzen of the group Jews Choose Trump rejects claims of anti-Semitism, even if a few Trump supporters say Hail Trump and hold out Nazi salutes.
If some wacko in some faraway place says, "I hate Jews and I vote for and I support Donald Trump," Trump is not guilty of anti-Semitism by that. He's not guilty by association. Take a look at the people at Trump's highest levels of his business. Many, many, many of them are Jewish. His operating people, his attorneys, throughout the organization.
The German-born Klugman enlisted in the U.S. Army in 1944. He headed straight to the European theater, where he interrogated POWs in his native language. Asked if he's seeing a turn toward what happened in Europe in the 30s and 40s, Klugman takes a deep breath.
"I hope not, but if we don't participate in democracy, you could get fascism into this country."
And preventing that, Klugman says, requires an appreciation of the freedoms afforded by this country. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios.